B-Pod Studios.
The controversy. And I truly, I don't know what to believe. You don't know what to believe, what they're teaching in school, evolution, Darwinism, the Bible, morning horizon, southern sky, two bright objects sitting right there as plain as day. Haney claimed it was the angel of death.
And her little helper.
Others have said that it's Venus, the morning star, and Jupiter. He's been on the show before, and an expert. His name, let me make sure I get his name right, Khalil Djibouti. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
And you are with what organization, sir?
Where I am now is, I am in Brooksville, Florida.
Brooksville.
And yes, I am with Florida Pacific University, which is a subsidiary of the University of St. Croix, based in Bhopal, India.
Gotcha. Got you, Mr. Djibouti. And please, just so people are starting, what are your credentials? You are an expert, are you not?
Yes, yes, yes. I have various, it would take all day to list the degrees, master's, PhD in sociology and things like that.
Okay. This morning, calls coming into the radio station,
studies of small rodents.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Call coming into the radio station, two bright lights in the southern horizon, one brighter than the other, but both very bright and twinkling.
Yes.
Some have said, which I believe, are Venus and Jupiter. My partner and still others claim it's the angel of death and her little helper. What? We've got an expert right now. Let's settle this, Mr. Djibouti. What are we looking at in the morning sky?
Okay, and this is surprising because. This is the third phone call in the past hour that I get from a radio station. And curiously, they are all American radio stations.
Uh-huh.
I heard firstly from Mo and Joe from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting because it is M-O and J-O. They are both women. You would not know this.
Right. And so you would talk to them. I don't care
about
them.
From Cape Girardeau, Missouri,
uh-huh.
I was just on with Phil and Jill.
Well, now
they're,
you're on with
very
Stan
very
and
popular
Haney.
In that area, uh-huh. I guess.
Okay.
But they're all asking the same questions, and it is only Americans that are asking these questions.
About what that is that we're seeing in the morning sky.
Well, I don't, maybe I can say two times what it is, but you don't want to say it too much.
What are you talking about? What?
First of all, what made you think that ridiculously that it was Venus and Jupiter? What do you base that on, sir?
Star charts.
So you have a star chart in your radio studio.
The other gentleman who's from the old people radio station has the the chart out of the morning sky and where stars align.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yes. And he showed me. Those are the two stars.
Oh, he physically showed you on a star chart.
Yeah, they're planets. They're actual planets. They're one's Venus and the other one.
Your eyes were
Jupiter.
On a star chart. You saw this for yourself.
Yeah, he showed it to me.
How did he show it to you?
The moon is in the right phase. And
Is this a large piece of paper showed you?
Yes.
Did he draw it himself?
No, he didn't draw it himself. It was printed off a printer of the sky.
Who made up this chart?
Didn't make it up. Went to a website and printed it. I know.
He got it from an astronomy website.
Yeah, and like an astronomy website.
This is like something that you would tell a child or an elderly person so as not to alarm them. That's Venus and Jupiter. Anybody with a brain that knows anything about the universe and the cosmos, these are too far off to be seen by the human eye.
What, Venus and Jupiter?
Yes, they are millions and millions of miles away.
Well, that is true.
But we see other stars.
Even in what people call light years, they are too far away for you to see.
What are, we're on the phone with expert Khalil Djibouti.
Dr. Khalil Djibouti.
Djibouti.
Florida, the Pacific University.
Wherever that is.
Well, we're on the Pacific side of Florida. You have the Atlantic side, where there's like Boca.
Yes.
And then the Pacific side, which is, I believe, the same side as you.
That's the
you
Gulf
have the Pacific Ocean.
No.
That's the Gulf of Mexico, Khalil.
Pacific Ocean. It's the Gulf of Mexico.
This is another piece of disinformation.
What, that we're not on the Gulf of Mexico, that we're actually on the Pacific Ocean?
Yes. Yes. I go by the Gama's charts, the Spanish conquistador.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Pacific Ocean.
Okay, what,
they were wrong.
Okay, of course they were wrong. And you
if you go back and you look even at the Hernando de Soto's charts, you see a picture of a whale right off Tampa.
Okay.
And it says Pacific.
Okay. Let's get back to the morning sky. Southern
yes.
part of the sky, the two bright stars. You're saying that the star
As
charts
I was saying,
are wrong.
If someone told you that this is Venus and Jupiter,
yes.
they are treating you like a child or like a demented elderly person, and they don't want to frighten you. They're not telling you the truth. They're telling you fairy tale
okay.
so that you be quiet and go away.
Dr. Djibouti. What are we looking at, then?
I hesitate to say.
What do you mean you hesitate to say? You're a doctor, okay. an expert.
Okay, be quiet. You just admit it. I'm the expert, the doctor. I will tell you.
Okay.
What you are looking at is, in fact, the angel of death. And for a little helper.
So, wait a second.
Most of us in the scientific community believe that the angel of death, if you look in the sky, it is the direction of Cuba.
Right, it is. Where do you base
and
this?
And I cannot say what it is too many times, or I will anger the angel of death. Oh, crap.
Wait a second.
Every time somebody say the name, it get bigger, and then it might come for us.
Are you telling me if I deny the angel of death?
Don't say it again. It is listening.
It'll come.
Let me explain something to you. This is not something to be trifled with. This is a very powerful thing.
And it'll come looking for me.
It sees you when you're sleeping. It knows when you're awake. It knows if you've been bad or good.
Wait a second. We're talking.
Do you seriously want to toy with such an entity?
Science tells us that's Venus and Jupiter. Not the angel of death.
Science can tell you what you want, but when the angel of death slides down your chimney and takes your soul, then, sir, maybe you will believe the truth.
Let me ask you this. Will the angel of death come out again tomorrow morning?
I'm saying that. You make it angry.
Stop saying what?
It was almost disappeared from the sky, and now it is back.
Because the sun's coming up.
This is not true.
Well, of course it's true.
The sun does not have anything to do with something that powerful. It can show up whenever it wants.
What can show up?
I saw relatives of my family die in the middle of the day.
Because the angel of death came.
Shut up!
Well, will it get as big as like a giant ball coming at you?
It could, if it is furious, it could get bigger than the sun itself and could eat the sun or the moon.
Uh-huh. What about its little helper?
That could get mad and punch the earth.
Where are you?
Don't you study anything. Geologists will tell you that it was the little helper that punched the earth and made the Grand Canyon.
Wait a second. Dr. Djibouti.
To this day, with the powerful telescopes, we have seen the little helper punch Mars in the face.
Wait.
In the face of Mars, it punched.
How do you get a position at any university saying this stuff?
Because it is common sense. I don't get these questions when I go home to India, Pakistan.
No.
People there know because their grandmothers have taught them well. In America, they count on institutions.
Uh-huh.
Like the University of Florida, which don't know what it's doing. Florida State University.
They
don't know what it's doing.
No, they don't
University
know
of Central Florida, one of the dumbest schools I have ever been around.
Uh-huh.
Very stupid people there.
Right.
But I can't even believe that degree is certified.
And where are you from?
I'm from Florida Pacific University. We are a wholly owned subsidiary of the University of Sancor, based in Bhopal, India.
Right, and it sits on the Pacific Ocean side of Florida.
Yes, the Pacific side.
Okay. So recapping again for us, Dr. Khalil.
Khalil.
Yes, yes.
Djibouti, doctor. Well, again, we are in fact seeing the angel of death.
I would urge you and your listener,
please,
not
put an S on that.
Say that out loud again. Now you have the knowledge and you have the power to make the situation not worse.
So will it go away?
It will go away once its appetite for human blood has been sated.
Okay.
What do you think the Mayans were doing with the human sacrifice? It was to make the sun come back.
People didn't understand back then.
Because the angel herself and the little helper got mad and ate the sun and said, hey, if you don't give me some human blood, I'm not going to fart the sun back out.
Thank you,
and
doctor.
So they killed many people. You can see this in the documentary Apocalypto.
It's not a documentary.
I mean, am I talking to myself here? Are you people even listening? If you want to learn, it's fine. I don't hold your ignorance against you. I try to shine a light of truth on you.
So it's only the United States where we say that that is Venus and Jupiter. Everywhere around the world, they know what it is.
To this day, in Mexico, there are places where they understand what is going on. And probably the blood would be spilled to appease the angel.
Khalil Djibouti. Thank you.
Doctor? I can report to you that it has reappeared in the sky because we have angered it.
Thank you.
Thank you, doctor.
Thank you, doctor.
Just shut up, please.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Sometimes complete strangers are convinced that we are somehow related. Sadly, we are not. But to these people, we offer you an Irish blessing. May the road... I'm sorry. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, God.
Stan and Haney, Monday edition. I'm sitting here, and I look over at our text. There's spies here. There's spies in the building, or...
What is there to spy on?
I'll tell you what there's to spy on. Somebody just took a... From the parking lot. Somebody just took a picture of the K-Rock van. Dave is in charge of vans.
Yeah, I saw him out there being in charge of the van.
He works...
What a simonizing job, Biff. Yeah,
he works Mondays and Wednesdays. And he goes with his little checklist.
Well, he's scheduled for Wednesdays. Sometimes he doesn't like to work on Wednesdays.
Yeah, he'll call in sick.
And he'll come in Thursday if he wants.
So somebody out in the parking lot just took a picture of the K-Rock van. You know what he's sitting in it.
I will tell you this. Say what you want about him.
Yeah.
I actually briefly rode in the K-Rock van.
Yeah. He's never seen it cleaner.
No, he's brought the thing back from the dead.
He's sitting in it.
The detail job that he does. Oh, yeah, he's probably got a Q-tip going around the odometer to make sure there's no dust in there.
It's called killing time.
It may be, but it pays dividends.
I don't know.
You know what a dog that vehicle is. And I got into it, and I thought, what, did they put a new interior in here?
Can I say something?
You say whatever you want, pal.
That's the van that you've been in before in the past.
Oh, it is a new van?
It is a new van.
Oh, okay. Because it looked brand new.
No, yeah. It's not that old. It's not that old.
So it's not the van I thought I was in.
Our friends up in Cape Coral took care of that.
Okay.
And
well, that makes sense.
And so they went and had it. Remember when they came
It
in?
Was very clean and detailed, but...
Don't count on it.
See, I thought it was
10
years older than it is. And I was amazed.
The one that you were in last had about 189,000 miles on it.
I see.
I think this one they bought used.
But wait
and
a
it
second.
Only had about 50.
Wait a second, then. What? If that's a new van,
yeah.
How does it have a broken radio as well?
Oh, that's par for the course.
How could it have the exact
because
same problem?
Because management doesn't believe we need a good radio.
What business are we in again?
The radio business.
I can't remember if it's the radio or the computer business.
I remember last time, we got this van. We got to get some, kick-ass speakers. We got to have the best sound system. We want this thing to just... They didn't see a need for it. There's something in there called a Delco, and it comes with the vehicle, and they think that it's fine.
So yeah, well, you don't want aftermarket. You want to go with pure Delco. You don't want to go with an Alpine.
No, got to take care of a couple
of things. Got to destroy the value of the van, Stan. Are you insane?
Why was Dave sitting in the K-Rock van by himself 15 minutes?
Because he is detailing the van, which means wiping down the all the surfaces with Armor All.
Mm. He already did that, didn't he?
Well, it looked to me after the event on Saturday that it was in perfect shape, so I think doing it now is probably,
redundant.
Like the Works Progress Administration here.
Yeah. First of all, thanks to everybody that came out on Saturday.
And
Dave did a fair job there.
And those of you that know what the WPA is, God bless you.
Yeah, because it keeps a guy like Dave going.
Yep, we want to say hello to everybody at the home if you know what the WPA is.
Fantastic job on Saturday. We had
Saturday
everybody
was awesome.
Come out. It was so kick-ass. Can I say something? I got to say something about Saturday.
We got the best listeners.
We got the best listeners that radio can deliver. They're great people. There's a few more observations I'm going to make about this, but I got to get to internal the company here about, about Saturday. Oh, you don't know about this. I don't think you know about
this. Is it best that I continue to not know?
I don't know. I think you need to know. I think you need to know. So, we've been hyping this event, the golf ball drop, which was phenomenal. Every day part, giving away a chance to get a golf ball.
And I will point out, everybody there, Stan,
yeah,
they all wanted to hear the Magnum theme.
They did.
I was right.
You're right.
And, of course,
as
it didn't happen.
The helicopter was coming in. Well, there's a bigger problem. The thing went off without a hitch.
You know, actually, when the chopper, when it first came in the sky, there was a brief moment where me and a handful of listeners just started going, dat, 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 dat.
That would have been a bonus. I'm going to be very careful about this. You need to know about this.
I'm trying to avoid knowing anything more.
So, everybody, the chopper made like two passes before it came down and dropped all the golf balls onto the green.
Yeah, make sure everybody saw it.
Yeah, you could see him waving and all that.
And then did a victory lap.
Yep. So, everybody had their cell phones out and were taking pictures of the chopper. And so the event is over with everybody's back slapping. We congratulate the winner. We gather up all the stuff. We go and pack up everything. Everybody had a great time. Yeah. And I said to Zito, I said, so we've probably got a good video of the whole thing to put on the website. He said, no, we don't. Marvin was out there, but he didn't
took it upside down.
Didn't see the need to take any pictures. So
Marvin,
so he didn't. He didn't. We have one of these high tech professional cameras. What better thing to have a chopper with a couple of hundred people there?
He just didn't think. Yeah.
And he didn't think it was necessary to do it. So I said, so that must have looked great, didn't it? Must have been phenomenal. He didn't see the need to take a picture.
Dave took a couple of seconds, but I think he cut it off.
Off his phone?
Yeah, I think he cut it off before the balls dropped.
What the hell? We're going to do the grab bag and coming up next. And
love all you guys. It's so nice when we see you.
Here's the other thing I want to say before we take the break.
And that Ken.
That son of a bitch. Don't even start with me. Comes to the damn event dressed like Huey Lewis. And then come to find out he takes it off. He's got some kind of black turtleneck on. I don't want to even know about it.
No, you know my biggest problem with him that day?
What?
Is a guy who's listened to us forever.
Yeah.
His name's Tom.
Yeah.
Retired law enforcement officer.
Yes.
Ken brings him up to introduce him to me. Like, Ken's got something to do with it. And Ken's, you know, got the sunglasses and the Huey Lewis on. And going, yeah, he was a little nervous to come up and meet you. So I decided I'd bring him up because I walked over to him and got
in his
face.
Who is he?
I don't know.
I warned you about him. I warned you about him. I said, keep your distance
because
with that
first
kid.
Glance, you're going to think he's a nice guy. And then he made me meet his wife.
Yeah. Patience of Job, I bet.
Oh. No, but the imposition, Stan.
Yeah.
You don't make me meet your wife.
No. That's especially when you don't like him to begin with. We're going to take a break. And then I'll tell you. Everybody,
you make me meet your wife?
Yeah. She knows better than to do that with me. I don't want to. You know, I'm sure she's a fine gal. All right? But I don't like being around you.
Then why would I want to meet you?
No, you don't. Stan and Haney.
She knows.
96K Rock.
No, she knows. I shook her hand, looked in her eyes, and she's like, help me.
Yep, we'll be back.
Two men licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to broadcast on public airwaves.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
R-A-D-I-O.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Coming up on the show today, in about an hour, we're going to give you a chance to win as we play What Was Number One.
I take it I'm not allowed to play.
You would probably, you'd get it. I'm going to go to the big book of the Billboard Hot 100, give you three songs in a random year. You tell me which one was the number one song for that year. You got a 1 in 3 chance of winning. We'll do that. Of course, 4 o'clock safe word. And then later on today, we'll take a trip into the Wayback Machine. Take a look what was on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year.
Looking at it now, it's going to be a very pleasant ride.
Yeah, it's a nice one. It's a good one. But right now.
You know what? I think it's what we need today.
I think so. I looked at it. I said, I like every one of them. Let's do the grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North in North Naples. Bear with me. I'm a little disheveled today because I had a doctor's appointment this morning because I was in a car accident.
But you can't talk about it?
I can't talk about it. I'm just letting you know. I met with a doctor, but I can't talk about it. I do this for Haney.
So you were under medical care.
Yes.
But we can't talk about it.
No, can't. I do this for Haney on Mondays.
I wish you wouldn't. I can't.
Now listen.
Here's another low-tech hack to increase your level of motivation.
Yeah.
Eat some chocolate. Mm. Not only is it delicious, the effects of chocolate on the brain are well studied. It increases your serotonin, which promotes calm. Yeah. Chocolate also triggers a release of dopamine.
Yeah.
Which elevates your heart rate and significantly increases motivation.
Whatever.
Chocolate also acts as an antidepressant because your brain responds to the stimulants by promoting blissful emotions. So eat some chocolate and get motivated.
Yeah. Motivational Monday.
I'd have to eat about 5 pounds of it a day. That ain't going to help nobody.
Well, it might help you.
So you know how I was telling you all the horses that are dying at Santa Anita?
Yeah.
And it still continues to rise, but somehow...
I saw that people were out protesting because they were running again about horse dying, and another horse died.
Yep. The Santa Anita Derby was run on Saturday. Roadster won.
And they had
the $1 million purse.
One died. It was at least a G3, wasn't it?
I know. They're dropping. They can't figure out what's going on. So, well, they figured they'd team up
with those California trainers, who knows?
Yeah, well, Santa Anita decided it's for the best. Let's make it a win-win and team up with somebody.
New from the farms at Broken Leg.
Hello, I'm Vance Bridgman, and I've been training champion racehorses about as long as I care to remember. You know, when a horse breaks his leg, that usually puts an end to his career, as well as his life. Used to be there wasn't much we could do besides putting him out of his misery and sending him off to the glue factory. But all that's changed now, thanks to this new Thoroughbred, America's first 100% non-grain sandwich.
Hey, I'm Vance Bridgman.
Hi, kids. Vance Bridgman here.
Nothing sadder than, you know, when you got a nice light buzz going at the track, just enough to loosen you up to make some real bets.
Yeah.
And then you see the black tent of death.
Oh, we've seen it.
Because they rush to keep as many people from seeing that horse as they can.
Yep. They don't want spectators in the TV to see, Mr. Ed on the ground.
You just see the black tent of death.
Yep. I believe him. Donald Trump, our president, knows that this wind power, the noise that the windmills make, the noise causes cancer.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody knows that, don't they?
And I
thought that was common knowledge.
Yep, here's a few other things.
Donald Trump believes windmills cause cancer.
And they say the noise causes cancer. You tell me that one, okay?
Now, more things that Donald Trump believes cause cancer.
Obamacare.
Illegal aliens.
Poverty and
political correctness.
The Democrats.
Puerto Rico.
China. Mexico.
Russia.
The Mueller report.
The fake news.
African Americans.
Young Americans.
Pocahontas.
Small potatoes.
Free speech.
Colleges and universities.
Smart people.
The Never Trumpers.
The Green New Deal, right?
The mountains and the valleys and the cities.
Water. Big water. Ocean water.
Hillary Clinton's emails.
This has been things that Donald Trump believes cause cancer.
Okay. All right.
You know, when we were growing up, we never thought that we would see a god emperor in our lifetime.
I know.
And here he is.
You know, isn't it beautiful?
Saving the country.
Yeah, again. You ever, you have, well, you've had to get up for me when we're on a cross-country flight. My bladder gets a little, and I have to use the facilities.
Yeah.
On a jet.
You got a nervous bladder.
Yeah. Experts are working on a quieter airline jet toilet.
I love that sound.
I know, it's the sound of freshness. That air sucking through.
The only thing that comes close is a hospital toilet.
Yep. Here's the sound of the new one. I don't know, it's still kind of loud.
Nah, I like the old one where you got a good whoosh.
Yep.
Where you just, you know, you're exposed to vacuum there for a second.
Here's something that'll change my life. Charmin has come out with, and this was...
Oh, no, yeah, I saw that.
The forever roll of toilet paper.
And you know
paper.
What? I saw that. That's going to become normal.
I hope so. I go to the store a lot.
Are you always running out of toilet paper? Charmin is out with a product you never knew you needed. It's called the Forever Roll.
Damn right.
Charmin says the oversized roll can last as long as a month. It comes with a free stand if you buy 3 rolls, and you'll need it. Regular toilet paper holders aren't strong enough to hold the giant roll. And remember, please don't squeeze the Charmin.
Cha-cha-cha.
Ta-da.
Now, see, I don't need that because I live alone. There's not a woman in my house.
Yeah.
When you have a woman in your house, you will go through 3 forever rolls in a month.
Yeah. You see, in my house, it's the opposite. I use more toilet paper than my girlfriend does.
Oh.
Yeah. And now she knows it, too, because she has to go to the store keep buying more. I went in this morning into the library. This is her sarcasm. Okay, take care of that, honey. Make sure you use enough.
That's sad.
Yeah, I know.
Now, with her there... Is the toilet paper hanging over or
over.
Under?
That's over.
Is that your insistence?
I didn't care.
You were open if she wanted to do
sure.
it the other way.
It didn't matter to me.
You weren't going to die on that hill.
Hell no. I just would. It would be a game for me. I'd put a roll on there. Oh, okay, we got an under this time.
So she prefers it the proper way.
Yeah. And I guess that is the proper way.
Yeah. Mm. But you know what? Those are little freedoms that sometimes you have to give up.
I know. I understand that. Didn't have to give up anything on that. I haven't had to give up anything.
That's because you've got, like, the dream girl.
I know. You saw her over the weekend.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And she likes you.
Yeah, and she likes me.
That's
the amazing thing. She likes me. I keep asking her. What do you see here?
I mean, you've been together for a while now, and you're betrothed.
Yeah.
But I remember at the beginning, you're no dummy.
Yeah.
And you'd wonder.
Yeah.
Okay. When's this going to end?
Yep, I was waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Is this a prank? Because there's no woman that perfect.
No, evidently.
It's got to be a joke.
She likes me.
As it turns out. I, honest to God, I thought somebody was, it was going to be like one day you'd wake up and Alan Funt would show up in your bedroom. Did you really think, did she?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
A judge on the Food Network, I guess this has gone viral, posted her secret for getting crispy bacon. It's on Instagram, and it involves, I guess, putting water into the frying pan to get the perfect bacon. Here.
I start all my bacon by simmering it in a little bit of water.
Sounds like the new plane toilet.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And then the bacon, cook it nice and crispy the way you regularly would, and you'll see an even better result than usual.
So you simmer it in water, then you cook it. When he was on Saturday Night Live, I used to love when Jason Sudeikis would do Joe Biden.
Oh, he had it.
Yeah, he had
it. Now, it wasn't a perfect impression, but it captured the spirit of Joe Biden.
Yeah. And he came back for Saturday Night Live this past weekend to reprise his role of Joe Biden.
Yeah. Let's discuss how to properly greet a woman.
Okay, all right. Well, what about a handshake? That all right?
A handshake is great.
Good, okay. And what about during that handshake, I go ahead and I tickle her palm a little bit, you know, something like that.
That's not great.
Okay.
I would say no tickling at all.
Really? Even on her birthday? Okay, all right. Okay, what if I see someone that's having a hard day, all right? Bear with me here. And I cheer her up by lifting up her shirt and blowing Zerberts on her tummy. You know,
Absolutely not.
Okay, let me see what else I got. Oh, am I still allowed to do, you know, something like that gorgeous lift that they do at the end of Dirty Dancing? Is that still okay?
Who would you do that with?
Hell, I don't know. Whoever's strong enough to pick me up, I guess.
It's not a perfect imitation.
No.
But it captures the spirit.
I like it when Jason throws on that smile. all toothy smile there.
Yeah, he's known for that. But to me, his best role is where he's playing the breakdancing guy. On what is it? What's up with that? You know that sketch with Lindsay Buckingham?
That's hilarious.
And he's doing a dance there in his Adidas suit.
I've never seen it.
You really have never seen that? How do you even know he was on the show then?
Who, Jason Sudeikis?
Yeah. How do you even know his name?
Because sometimes when I stay up past my bedtime on a Saturday, I'll see that he's there.
Yeah,
I've seen some of the comedies he's been in. I like them.
Yeah. Hard days.
It very hard. This has just been released, and it has gone so viral that Elizabeth Hasselbeck had to come forward and explain, because Variety posted audio from The View, which was back in 2006, when Barbara Walters mouthed off to Elizabeth live on the air during an abortion debate. And wouldn't let Elizabeth get a word in edgewise, and kind of shamed her in you know, with those lefties that are all up there.
Mm-hmm.
And so she walked off the set. And now the audio has been released. Here's when it happened, and then I'll play for you when she came back. Hey, this is great stuff.
Is this the one where Joy Behar is comforting her?
Yeah, she tries to be peacemaker. But she was always, the whole way along, was siding with Barbara Walters. There you go.
That. I'm not going to sit there and get reprimanded on the air. I am not going to get reprimanded on... No, it's not okay to sit there and get reprimanded on the air. You know what?
I've been...
Then talk. If you want to talk...
I know.
What the... I'm not going back out there. I'm not going back out there.
Come into my office here.
No, I'm not going back out there. You know what? I could take it in the meeting room. I'm not taking it out there on air.
Okay, honey.
I'm not taking it.
I hear what you're saying.
What the f***? I don't even swear. She has me swearing. This woman's driving me nuts.
I know. Don't.
I'm not going back out. I can't do the show like this. She just reprimanded me and she knew exactly what she was doing.
I know.
Goodbye. I'm off. Write about that in the New York Post.
Yay! Boy, they hate her, don't they?
They hate her.
Because, you know, she's not one of them. She's a lot lower on the crazy meter.
Yeah.
And her biggest sin with The View, she's pretty.
Yep. And the others aren't. especially that Barbara Walters.
Think about that show. You got Rosie, Whoopi, and Barbara, and then Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Yeah. It's like an oasis in the desert.
Whoopi, Stiller, and Mira.
Yeah.
That
Rosie, she's a piece of work.
Barbara Walters, and of course, I think she's in a convalescent home now and no longer working. But if you see some footage of her, you know, from her specials and their interviews, take a look at her earlobes. They are the biggest.
Like Dumbo size?
Dumbo size, like a basset hound's ears. Her lobes.
Well, you know what that's from.
What?
A lot of earrings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ends up like, you know, like the African woman that puts, you know, plates in her mouth.
Yeah.
Everything is body modification.
I'm telling you, they're like saucer dishes.
Yeah, because she's had to wear earrings forever to appear feminine.
Yep.
Because otherwise we wouldn't know.
You'd call her sir.
Yep.
Here's when they came. They coaxed her to come back on. Come on, you got it. It's the show. And you can hear like the producer out there telling her, you know, come on, let's be a professional.
You mean like you've done with me from time to
That's
time?
That's what I try to tell you.
She doesn't want to come back on the
show. She has to. Bill, she has to. This is why we shouldn't have done this discussion.
She just walked off the show.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I tried to stop her.
That
she
is
just,
ridiculous.
She's gone.
Oh, you
kiss
ass.
We've got to be able to have these discussions.
I quit.
What are you doing?
I'm quitting. I don't need to be reprimanded on air like that by this woman. Take it in the meeting. I will not take that on air. I'm leaving.
You are a profession. You got to go back home.
She
was more
reprimanded me like a child.
Shut up, Gelman.
I said something to her.
I can't even
breathe
right now.
But you have to go on because you're a pro. Now come with me.
Come on, Liz. Come with me. You don't want
to
go with him.
Learn how to discuss this. Like,
Gelman, you were not crazy.
I don't even have my cards. I chalked them. 30 seconds. I gotta go.
Come on, sweetie.
Excuse me.
She's here.
Oh, there she is. She's back. She's back, everybody.
I dragged her back in.
Yeah.
All those crones.
Yep. I'm done.
You know what's really funny is they try to pretend like they're nice people.
They're not nice.
No.
Look, I don't care who you are. You get 5-6 women in a room together.
Well, you should care who they are because, these are Uber bitches.
Yeah, they're all nasty. Take one happy woman, 5 angry women.
Yep.
You get 6 angry women on the way out.
And it's not even fair. You know, you throw Rosie O'Donnell in the mix.
Oh, jeez.
That's like, setting up a game of flag football and going, hey, Stan, you got any problem with my friend Dan's all-time quarterback?
Yeah. Later.
Yeah. Yeah, he wears number 13, bitch.
Grab bag's been brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. I got a story from the local beat. We've got your phone calls coming up later on in the 3 o'clock hour. Going to give you a chance to win with what was number one.
You know, I need to spice things up.
Safe word in about an hour.
I need to spice things
up. What are you going to do?
I don't know. How would one go about getting involved with a hot Russian spy?
I'll show you.
96 K-Rock. We're in the business of taking lives and saving virginity. Or is it the other way around? F*** it. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. If you'd like to contribute to the show right now, phone lines are open, 277-9600. Outside of our immediate area, listening to us streaming online, smartphone, Alexa, 239 area code, 277-9600. If you contribute to the show, I could give you a prize. What do we got this week? Let's see. Stan and Haney, barbecue saw. We're coming to our last batch of barbecue saw in the building. So that's going fast. We used to have cases of it in here. There's not many left. We have...
because people just lift a bottle every time they go by the office.
Yep, $50 to the... It's true. Because a lot of people are fans of the saw here.
And it's like, if you like it that much, we're happy that you like it. But, you know, you can purchase that.
Yep. Yeah, it's available in stores. $50 to the pewter mug. $25 to Bam's Restaurant in Naples. It is so tough right now to get on a golf course because it's season. How about a pair of, for you and a friend, 18 holes at Arrowhead Golf Club? Swamp Fest is coming up this weekend. Pop Evil at the Ranch. Got a few tickets there. And who doesn't need a little fixer-upper around the house? $25 to Sunshine Ace Hardware.
And by the way, speaking of the saw.
Yeah.
You know, we had a big to-do on Saturday with the helicopter dropping the golf balls.
Yeah.
Got to talk to a lot of people. A lot of our great listeners. And among them, Shark Girl's mom and dad were there.
Yeah, got to meet them.
And Shark Girl's dad took me aside. And you know what he said?
I think so, because he might have said the same thing to me.
About the saw?
No, he didn't say something totally different to me. I'll tell you what he said to me.
But he talked to me for a while. There were lots of things he said. But he said, you know, your barbecue saw is pretty good. But have you ever thought about this? He goes, you like Bloody Marys? I go, not particularly. He goes, me and my wife like the Bloody Marys, and so we made some. And I slipped in a couple of teaspoons of saw and really took the Bloody Mary to the next level.
Darn right it would. That sounds like a good idea, if you like those Bloody Marys.
And then he said, and then think about it, if you had, you got with Buddy and actually formulated a Bloody Mary mix based on kind of the kick with the saw.
All right. See, I can't be really into it because I've never liked a Bloody Mary.
No, me neither. But he was very excited about it. He discovered something.
See, the only thing Shark Girl's parents said to me, both of them, I think, said it to me at one time or another, we're sorry we didn't raise her like this to be such a lib.
Oh, yeah. They're both normal.
Yeah. 277-9600.
What a cool story, because obviously they're very proud of their little girl.
Yeah.
And at one time, her friend HW was an intern for us.
Yeah.
And I think I said it to her parents. We didn't know at that time, because HW worked for us for a couple of months while he was in college. And we didn't know when we brought in HW that we were getting a package deal, which is him, Shark Girl, and Nigel. Yeah. And come to find out...
Two great people.
Come to find out...
Shark Girl and Nigel.
Those three have been inseparable since they were children. And evidently, Shark Girl's dad puts a lot of it on our shoulders because they were kids listening to our show and...
Oh, Shark Girl just texted. He's not my dad, and I'm not a lib. 277-9600. What do you got for us, Haney?
You mean it was a fraud?
Yeah, it could have been. They looked like you. 277-9600.
Seemed to know a lot about you.
Yeah.
We do apologize, though, some of her views.
Barbecue, pewter mug, Bams, Arrowhead, Swamp Fest.
I don't know why I needed to hear this song today.
Living in the city ain't never been my idea.
Good stuff, Haney.
Of getting it on. But the job demands that you make.
Oh, and also on Saturday,
got
to shake the hand of the man who restored General Lee to his rightful place.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Dan. This is Casey from Naples. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
I just want to say we were at the golf club. My son and I both qualified, and we met all you guys. Everyone was so gracious, and we had such a great time.
Yeah, well, we had everybody. It went off without a hitch.
But everyone showed up at qualified from all over Southwest Florida.
Yeah. Well, we had people coming down from Punta Gorda. And
I love that when we get together, it's always nice to say hello to all you guys, but what I really enjoy seeing is when the listeners meet each other and they're having such a great time.
A big happy family.
Yep.
Your listeners are good people because I know a lot of them.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
Hey, one more thing.
Yes,
my golf ball was number 5.
Yeah.
The guy behind me was number 6 and won it.
Yeah, number 6 was the golf ball that won.
So you were close.
I had number 5.
I think that was like 30 yards away.
Oh, okay. Because I know some of them, they bounce a long way.
Yeah.
Great time. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely, and thank you for coming out. So many great people. My girlfriend said to me, I said, we've always known this. She said, I just noticed something with you guys. I said, what? Old people and kids love you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it's always been that way. The old people, they love us. The kids, they love us. It's just where we need to be.
That's what the humor appeals to.
Yeah,
the best of us.
Yeah. You don't get to be old being a fool, and you can't fool a kid. So I'll take them.
Yep.
277-9600.
And wasn't that great? The guy that actually won the golf cart. I would question if he's even had the opportunity to be on it yet, because he had like 4 kids were all over that golf cart.
The horn, kicking the
tires. They
were
so excited. That was so good to see.
I gotta go. This isn't Dateline Cape Coral. This local beat. I'll read the headline. Cape Coral man arrested after pistol whipping roommate's friend. Let me take you there. When did it happen? It happened on Friday. Friday, Saturday morning. It happened at 4 a.m., where nothing good happens at 4 a.m. Nothing. If you're out and about and carousing, 4 a.m., that's not good. Dateline Cape Coral. A man angry about his roommates eating in his kitchen at about 4 a.m., beat the man with a gun. That's according to Cape Coral police.
The old pistol whip.
Yep. They arrested 42-year-old Gordon Smith. He lived, I wish Dave was around. I could find out where this is. Northeast 33rd Terrace. I think it's right down the street from him, isn't it?
Well, if it's in Cape Coral, it's right down the street from his house.
They arrested Gordon Smith, 42. For aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. According to the release, the victim was invited to the home by the female homeowner after a night out of having fun. He was standing in the kitchen eating. Smith became upset that the victim was in the house and told him he was going to get a gun. Police then said Smith returned with a .25 caliber handgun and struck the man in the face twice. The man took the gun from Smith. So Smith hits him with his own gun in the face twice. The guy that was eating in the kitchen took the gun from Smith and fled the house. An officer said the gun had 6 rounds, but the chamber was empty. Smith remains in the Lee County Jail, $150,000 bond.
Just another weekend night in the big city.
Yeah.
1, 2.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4. Got an easy place to be.
Glenn Campbell, Ryan Setzer, Dick Dale.
Dick Dale just died.
Yeah, he did.
I got a simple space to feel free.
Somebody wants to know, what's the range for old people? 45 plus?
I don't know.
Yeah, used to be. I've moved it up.
No, I don't know. How old am I, Stan?
You're 53.
Yeah, I feel different.
Oh, you're 54, aren't you?
No. I was born in 66.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's 53. Yeah, 19.
Yeah.
Now, you're older than that.
I know that.
But
don't worry about it.
You and I see each other every day.
Yeah.
And that's been the case since we were in our 20s. So you and I, we don't really look any different.
No, you look the same to me. You look completely the same.
Yeah. You see everybody. You see somebody every day. You don't notice.
Yeah.
Keep it on the reason. Keep it on the now.
Got the solo coming up here. Then I got to take a break. We're going to play a game. An easy way.
It was nice Saturday. Reminds us of why we do this.
Yeah, there you go.
Campbell, Chris Isaac, Dick Dale, Brian Setzer.
You got nothing to fear from me.
He had one more great song in him, and this is it.
Yep, this is from his final album.
Yep.
In my heart.
And he was very good to us, Mr. Glenn Campbell.
Very good. All right, we'll be back. Chance to win when we come back. What was number one?
Cool weekends in the afternoon. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Monday. But, you know, when we're on, you know that your day is just about over with. You've already put in your day's work. We're kind of, you know, your signal that your Monday's just about over with.
And to try and keep your mind off traffic.
Yep. Keep you occupied on something else. We're about 22 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you a thou, about a half hour away from your first look at traffic. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails, got a good batch of emails today. And 1 hour away from our trip into the Wayback Machine. Going to give you a chance to win right now. I've got in front of me, it's the Bible of music, the Billboard Hot 100 book. Goes through all the years of the Billboard charts.
Back when they used to make music.
Back when they used to make music. I think this edition takes us to, I think, the mid-2000s as far as every year. What I'm going to do...
And people wonder why music sucks. It's pretty simple. It's money.
Oh, yeah. It's all about money. But I've got the Hot 100 here. I'm going to give you a break. Take a decade that you like. I am randomly going to take a year in that decade that you prefer. And I'm going to name three songs. Three songs from... a random year in the decade that you want. One of them was the number one song for that year. So you might be a fan of the 70s. You might be a fan of the 80s. Maybe you grew up in the 90s, loved the 90s. Just tell me a decade that you think you know your music. I'll give you three songs. One of them was number one for the year that
so
I will go in.
How far does it go back?
Oh, this goes back to the 50s. This goes...
So somebody could choose the 50s.
Sure, let me see.
And what's the latest one they could choose? 2000s?
Yeah, I think 2006. It goes back to 1956.
So from the 50s to the 2000s,
yep.
You can take your pick.
Yep. Pick the decade that you want. Answer correctly. It's going to be a rapid fire. You're going to have your chance. You don't get it, I say bye, and we'll go to the next caller. You nail it. You got a 1 in 3 chance. You'll get your choice of Babakoo Saw, the Pewter Mug, Bam's Restaurant, Golf for Two at Arrowhead Golf Club, tickets to Swamp Fest at the Ranch this weekend, $25 to Sunshine Ace Hardware. Your job is just to tell me, what was number one? 277-9600. Phone lines have been released. What was number one? You go ahead and pick the decade that you want to deal with. I'll pick the year. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Ahoy, it's you. Ahoy. Bye. Do I have the right button push? Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Ryan.
Ryan, you sure you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, Ryan?
I'm positive, so.
All right. You've tried a lot, haven't you?
I've tried a lot.
All right. What year, what decade do you want to go to? I'll pick the year. What decade do you want to go to?
Let's try the 90s.
In the 90s, okay. Go to the 1990s. I'm going to go smack dab right in the middle of the 1990s.
All right.
1995. You tell me which song was number one.
All right.
All right. Was it Fantasy by Mariah Carey? One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men? Or was it Seal with Kiss from a Rose? Which Let's one was number Seal. One? Huh?
Seal. Yeah.
No, was not number one. One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men. Number one that year in 1995. Ahoy, who's this?
Nick.
What did he say his name?
Nick?
Yes.
Hey, Nick, how are you?
Good, thanks.
What decade do you want to go to, Nick?
I want to go to the 70s.
The 1970s. My favorite decade, Nick. You tell me which was number one for 1978, all right?
All right.
Player, Baby Come Back, La Freak by Chic, or Night Fever by the Bee Gees?
I'm going to go with the Bee Gees.
That is incorrect.
Baby Come Back?
Nope.
Yeah, it is.
Nope. La Freak.
Oh, are you going by a week or the whole year?
The whole year.
I will argue that with you.
I'm looking at the Billboard charts right here for the year 1978.
Baby Come Back was number one.
Baby Come Back for the year was number 10. Was number 10.
Are you positive? Let me see
I'm
that.
Positive.
I want to see it.
There you go. Take a look.
I'm going to take the whole book.
And that's from the Bible.
That's impossible.
It isn't impossible. It's Billboard. I gotta have the. Let me have the book back.
I could have sworn that was number one.
I know you could have. You're usually right, but not on that one. All right, it was a top 10. It was a number one song. I'm sure top 10 for the year. Thank you very much. See, they even have a picture of Frankie Valli there too. He was big. Back in 78.
Why? Because Grease is the way we are feeling?
Yeah, where did Grease show up on that thing in 1978? Number 13 for Frankie Valli. I'm looking for the number one. The number one. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Tim.
Jim?
Tim, T-I-M.
Oh, Tim. All right, Tim. You know, all right.
I thought it was Gim. G-I-M.
You know, I'm hearing your name. I'm hearing your name for the first time. See, if I was like calling in, and I'm not singling you out, Steve, but if I was calling in and I hadn't talked, I wouldn't go, "Hey, what's your name?" I'm Stan. What? Stan. I'd say my name is Stan. Then I'd know.
Okay.
All right.
And you're not trying to single Ron out here.
No, I'm not trying to single him out. What's your first name? Bob. What's your first name?
Hi, Stan. My first name is Tim.
Hi, Tim. Welcome. What decade would you like to go to?
Let's go with the 80s.
1980s.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to go 1986 on you.
Nice.
Which one was number one for the year? Madonna's Papa Don't Preach.
Oh, jeez.
Kiss by Prince and the Revolution. Or That's What Friends Are For by Dionne Warwick and Friends.
Kiss by Prince.
You're incorrect. It was Dionne Warwick. That's What Friends Are For.
Through good times and bad times, I'll be on your side.
That's it.
Forevermore.
Thank you. You've got a beautiful singer.
Yeah, right? Don't I? Yeah. Beauty. Thank you, Gloria Loring.
Just beautiful. Ahoy, who's this?
Stan, it's Mark. Happy holidays to you.
Hey,
happy Monday. It's good to hear from you guys.
Good. Mark, where do you want to go? What, we need a winner. What decade do you want to go?
I'm gonna go. You know what? I'm going to go to the 80s.
1980s. We're in the 80s right now, so I'll move a couple of pages. And we'll go to maybe that one. Oh, we're going to go to 1984.
Okay.
The year 1984. What was the number one song for the year? John Waits' Missing You, When Doves Cry by Prince, or Jump by Van Halen?
Ooh, boy. I'm going to go Jump, Van Halen.
That would be incorrect.
No, they wouldn't allow a rock act.
No. I've told you that before. If you ever get a chance to listen to the old American Top 40, Casey Kasem loved the bubblegum rock, and he would tell you stories about them and tell you how they got to be. If there was a rock song on Van Halen, Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin, quick intro, outro, and that's it.
Here's Van Halen.
Yep, wasn't going to dwell on it. Let's go. Let's try again. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Scott.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
Good. What decade would you like to go to?
Let's go with the 80s.
All right, we'll stay in the 80s.
All right.
Da-da-da. All right, we're going to go with 1982. I'm going to give you three songs. You tell me which one was number one for the year. Was it Eye of the Tiger by Survivor? Ebony and Ivory by Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder? Or Centerfold by the Jay Giles Band?
I'm going to go with Centerfold, Jay Giles Band.
That would be incorrect.
Yeah, gonna have a rock act.
Yeah, rock act. Survivor, Eye of the Tiger, was number one. 277-9600. You got a 1 in 3 chance, and I'm even picking the decade that you claim you loved. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Lisa.
Lisa, I sense a winner with you. In your day in the 60s, you loved music.
Not even close.
What decade do you want to go to?
I'm going to stay in the 80s.
All right, well, stick around in the 80s then.
We had fun, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we had fun in the 80s. All right, here we go. 1987. Haney and I were working on the other coast in 1987 and played every one of these pieces of crap. What was number one in 1987?
So we should know this.
We should. You know, I wouldn't say this was crap. Bob Seger, Shakedown. Los Lobos, La Bamba. Or George Michael and...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Eighth, which one was the
number... A lot of songs from movies.
Yep, which was the number one song of 1987?
I'm going to go with La Bamba.
That would be incorrect.
La Bamba, of course, was from the movie of the same name, and yep. Shakedown was, what, Beverly Hills Cop?
Yep. Neither one of those. George Michael and Faith. Remember when we were doing those hand-a-thons, and that song, we'd be there for, mm-hmm. 10 hours straight, and that song must have played about 15 times.
Yeah, and then he did the other one, what she called the squishy song, I Want Your Sex.
I Want Your Sex.
And she called it the squishy song.
That was a huge thing, too.
Yep.
At Georgia, little did we know. Two sevens.
In hindsight, it's obvious, but, at the time...
At the time, we didn't know.
He was a teen heartthrob.
Look at and I've said it before. Elton John in the 70s, girls had his poster up on their walls. All right, let's go here. Let me try this line. Ahoy, who's this?
Tony.
Tony, what decade would you like, Tony?
50s.
The 1950s.
Nice. All right, let's do it.
Let's go way back. I gotta go through the book. Hold on. There we go. We've made it. I think we have made it. Yep. Wow. You tell me. Your name's Tony?
Yes.
All right, Tony. Which song was number one for 1958? Number one for 1958. Poor Little Fool by Ricky Nelson. Tom Dooley by the Kingston Trio. Or Danny and the Juniors at the Hop.
I'm going to go with Rick Nelson.
You'd be incorrect. Danny and the Juniors at the Hop. Number one for 1958. Look at some of these acts on there. Conway Twitty. It's Only Make Believe was a big one that year.
People see us everywhere.
David Seville, the witch doctor. With his little chipmunks. Okay, I'm starting to read the book, and that's not what this is about. This is about winning.
Not what this is about.
No, it's about a big winner. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Jacob.
Jacob? What decade?
Give me the 70s.
1970s. All right. We're going to go to 1973. What was number one? Was it Billy Preston? Will It Go Round in Circles? Was it You're So Vain by Carly Simon? Or was it Elton John and Crocodile Rock?
I'm going to go Elton John.
You'd be incorrect. It would be the Carly Simon, Mick Jagger-backed You're So Vain. Man, I want to find somebody. I'm going right into the decade you want. Ahoy, who's this? Okay, I'm not going to put up with that. Don't be messing around with the receiver. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan, this is Steve from the Cape.
Hey, Steve from the Cape. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Let's try the 60s.
The 1960s. Is that the year you graduated high school?
No, 72. So
all right,
you were
a kid of the 60s.
Yeah, I was in that era.
All right, stand by.
Stand by.
Stand by.
Stand by.
Yep.
Stand by.
Yep. Hold it. All right, let's... The number one hit song on the Billboard Hot 100 for 1967. You tell me what was number one for 1967? Was it the Beatles' Hello, Goodbye, The Doors' Light My Fire, or Lulu, To Sir With Love?
Oh, Lord. I'm going to go with The Doors.
You'd be incorrect. Lulu, To Sir With Love. And you know who these two guys are, don't you? One of them is our buddy, Sam Moore. Sam and
Dave.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's try here. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Ryan. Can I try
Ryan,
again?
No, you tried already. How dare you? Sorry. I snapped. I'm under a lot of stress. I went to the doctor today. Did I tell you that?
You're not allowed to talk about it.
Can't talk about it. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Emma.
Emma, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Emma, you know how much we love you, but are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah.
Is there a way you can get to the receiver? Or are you driving?
Yeah. No, I'm parked.
All right, well, then pick up the phone.
How's
Emma.
This?
Oh, so much better, sweetheart.
We can hear your pretty voice that much better now.
Oh, that sounds so much better. Emma, where do we want to go? What decade?
Let's try the 90s.
The 1990s. Brings back a lot of memories, doesn't it, Emma?
Ew.
All right, let me see. All right, you tell me what was number one for the year 1994, all right?
Yes.
Was it Celine Dion, The Power of Love, Ace of Base, The Sign, or Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You?
I'll Make Love to You.
You are absolutely correct.
Woo!
That was the number one song for 1994. Emma, what do you want?
What were the options again?
I've got Baba Kusa, I got Pewter Mug, I got Bam's Restaurant, I've got golf at Arrowhead Country Club, I've got Swamp Fest tickets coming up this weekend at the ranch on the 14th, and I've got Sunshine Ace Hardware.
Let's do Swamp Fest tickets.
Swamp Fest?
Yeah.
You got it, sweetheart. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get all the info for you, okay?
Cool, thanks.
All right, hold on. Nice job, Emma. Got time for maybe one or two more. One or two more.
You know, I went and I was looking up the Billboard charts myself on a week-by-week basis.
Yeah.
And I think I have located exactly the point that I got into radio.
The exact point?
Yeah, because I'm looking at the songs and I'm thinking, I played that. I don't think I played that.
All right, give me it. Tell me when.
Well, it would have been
82.
July, August of 82.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Let's see. Got time for one more, but then we got to make way for the safe word. We'll do one more here. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Brady.
What's your first name?
Brady.
Hi, Brady. That's a nice name.
Brady. Here's the story of a girl named Brady. She's never heard that before.
No. Which decade would you like to go to, Brady?
The
80s.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see what we got. 1981.
Okay.
What was the number one song for 1981? Was it Dolly Parton, Working 9 to 5, or 9 to 5? Olivia Newton-John's Physical, or was it Hall & Oates and Private Eyes?
I'm going to say Olivia Newton-John.
You would be absolutely correct. Let's get physical.
Physical.
You're right. What would you like?
I'll do Pewter Mug.
Done. You got $50
I bet
to
she's
the Pewter
got
Mug.
Headbands and leg warmers.
Oh, yeah. Those little halfway up stockings. hold on, sweetheart, and we'll get you set up, okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right, hold on. There you go. I'll play that again. This is fun. I get preoccupied, though, looking at it.
It really is something. And I'm not hearing these songs. I'm just looking at them and placing where I was. It's a great memory tool, music.
I sense a safe word coming up here. So listen up.
A nonstop thrill ride that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. Coupled with a tender love story that will leave you openly weeping.
What the hell?
If we could just pull that off, we'd be friggin' rich. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. You got about 90 seconds, I think. About 90 seconds left to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. PATH, P-A-T-H. If you can do it within a minute, go to 96krock.com, put the word in there, go to the K-Rock app on your mobile device, or text the word PATH to 45911. And if it's you, if you get the thou, they'll call you. They'll let you know. You got about a minute to do it. We are about 25 minutes away or so from jumping into the Wayback Machine, see what was on the Billboard charts for this week.
Go back to a more pleasant time.
Yeah. Today we're taking a look at the bottom five of American Top 40 for this very week. We'll tell you where we're going when we get there. But right now, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Our first look at traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Traffic this half hour brought to you by Jet's Pizza. Only one thing on the board right now. It's a disabled vehicle in Placida. 18th Street East and East Railroad Avenue. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's about to tell you. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
Times, they are a-changin', Stan.
They sure are, Haney. What?
We have several new words and phrases that have been added by dictionary.com, meaning these are things you need to know to communicate successfully.
Right. With today's youth.
Yep, the youth. I guess there's a website called nameoftheyear.com, and they do a March Madness style bracket featuring the strangest names that have been in the news this past year, and we'll have the highlights from this year's pool.
Okay.
Well, they've done the study, and it's a fact. Americans are the second biggest liars in the world. We'll tell you who's number one.
Oh, I got to guess. Did they help us in the Revolutionary War?
No.
Oh.
They were a hindrance.
Oh, really? Okay.
The good people at Franzia knows their customers. They know you're boxed wine drinkers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they've introduced a new product. Wine juice boxes.
Like the little kids' ones, except it's for grown-ups?
So mommy gets a juice
right.
box. Everybody gets a juice
Mommy's
box.
Mommy's had enough juice.
Mm-hmm. A drunk woman who had been drinking mouthwash to get drunk. She asked the cops, after she's got a little mouthwash buzz going, if she could just smoke a little weed, understanding they got to take her to jail, but right. Can you just give me a sec, please? And finally,
jeez. Yeah.
Dateline, Fort Pierce, Florida.
There it is, the armpit of Southwest Florida, or armpit of, here it is, Fort Myers, then you go down to Jupiter, Port St. Lucie, West Palm, Fort Pierce, two worst places in the state.
Without a doubt.
Yep.
Man gets out of jail. Congratulations.
Yeah, good for you.
And immediately broke into a car in the parking lot. Couldn't help himself.
Yeah.
It's a compulsion,
yeah,
Stan.
Yeah, heart wants what the heart wants.
It sure does. The heart wants what the state says you can't
do. Of course.
Yep. these stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. I mean, yeah, we like a little bit of laughter.
Oh, look, Stan, there's gay Mayor Pete.
Now, he's the mayor of what?
South Bend, Indiana.
Did he just get elected?
Well, he's 37.
Yeah.
I think he's maybe been there a year or two.
All right.
But Mayor Pete would like to be president.
Yeah.
Because God made him gay.
Yeah, whatever. 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock fluffer.
And he'll question your faith.
Yeah. 4 o'clock fluffer.
That should make him popular.
Brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin.
Why are you smiling?
Nothing.
Because I just don't stop.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Mark.
Stan, everyone, thank you. Woo. Well, Mayor Pete's getting a lot of attention because I guess his... Mayor Pete keeps it on the down low,
yeah.
But he has a very flamboyant husband. And I don't even know how to say his last name. Have you seen it?
No.
I think it's...
I give him no mind.
I think it's Booty Judge.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I think that's how you say it. Pete Booty Judge.
Okay.
But another big-time candidate, good guy Joe Biden, is expected at some effing point to announce his candidacy.
He's been running since 1988 when he got run out on a rail.
And, you know, he's got to have a lot of hurt feelings. I would if I was him because Obama won't say a word.
No. Won't help him.
When they asked Obama flat out for comment when he had to say something publicly, Joe Biden's a good man.
Yeah, he likes that comical Harris.
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Kamala.
Ah.
But they're going to try to call her Kamala so that it sounds less ethnic. And instead of running on her record as a prosecutor, putting people away.
That's what she did.
It's astonishing to see the amount of them that went up to the Al Sharpton convention. Do we have to kiss Al Sharpton's ring if we want to be president now?
Don King's bag man.
You know what? Why don't you run Tawana Brawley? Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
potential good guy Joe Biden campaign slogans.
Potential good guy Joe. These are good.
Gee, your hair smells terrific. Yeah. Vote Biden because Cory Booker is a known necrophiliac. Get behind Biden. Better than being in front. Joe Biden, the only thing he wants to collude with is your big, beautiful ass.
Yeah.
Hey, I got new hair plugs.
It's true. He's got hair plugs. Look back a few years when they were putting them in. What a mess.
Folks, you remember that one time I could have said something stupid and out of touch and I didn't?
Yeah. Huh?
It's time for more hope and change, but first, let's give an old white guy another shot. Joe's got your back.
Sure does.
And your shoulders. And your hips.
Yeah.
But in a grandfatherly way,
right.
Nothing, you know, gross.
None sexual. Just a very touchy-feely guy. You remember, everybody's known one of those touchy-feely people. You didn't like
them. Well, they call them tactile.
Yeah.
I know all the countries in Mexico, not just three of them. He'll not only stare Putin down, he'll rub noses with him.
Yeah.
I'll replace Hail to the Chief with Lovin', Touchin', Squeezin'. Biden, make America uncomfortable again. And finally, the very top potential Joe Biden campaign slogan.
Yes.
Remember Obama? I worked with him. And that, my friends, is the Fort Line.
Thank you, Haney. Email time. Ahoy@stanandhaney.com. Ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Let's see what we got here. Our buddy, the Chicken Man, he was at the golf ball drop.
Always nice to see the Chicken Man.
Ahoy, gentlemen. I had such a great time during Saturday's golf ball drop. As usual, it was great hanging out with all of you and got to meet some really great fans as well.
Yeah, you did. There, a lot of good people there, and everybody had a good time.
Yeah, the family that won seemed very nice, too. Just an FYI, I picked up the leftover numbered golf balls, so if you want them, I have them. Thanks again, son, the Chicken Man.
You know, he's kind of like a Stan and Haney historian. He's always looking out for stuff.
I appreciate you picking up the golf balls. They're top flights. I don't use them. They were good for a ball drop. They're not good on the 17th with a short chip. This is from Lawrence and Logan. Guys, had a great time. My son and I love you guys. Feel free to post the pictures I sent to you on Facebook.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you remember him and his son that we remember from the baseball game. He grew like a weed. Now he's as tall as his dad. Hope to see you guys again soon. This is from Tom in Estero. Ahoy, gentlemen.
He's our buddy.
I was not fortunate enough to be able to get through to qualify for a golf ball. However, I did show up at Duffy's on Saturday. It was 2 days before my 52nd birthday. It's today, April 8th. Hey! It turned out to be one of my best birthday presents ever. I was able to meet all the awesome personalities that are K-Rock and the people on the Stan and Haney show. It was great to be able to put the face behind the voices that entertain me on a daily basis. I was able to get a photo of me and the legend Stan and Haney. Well, I don't know about that. I was also humbled when Stan introduced me to his significant other. What a lucky girl. You guys are great. Signed, Tom.
You know what?
I'm a lucky guy.
We should make Tom like official Stan and Haney security.
I wouldn't mess with him. You just don't know with him because you're not sure how he's reacting. It's like, do I say anything or don't I say anything?
Well, he's former law enforcement.
Yes, he is.
He knows what he's doing.
Let's see what else we got here. This is from Carrie, signed XOXOXO. You're barking up the wrong tree, sweetheart. Ahoy, gentlemen. Shall we be quitting smoking buddies? Let me know. I'm game. Hoping both of you say yes. Let's do it. Let's quit smoking. Someday. We'll keep that safe.
You know, in a perfect world.
Yeah.
I don't think. Stan?
Yeah?
Do you think this would be a good time to do that?
No. This is from Mark. Mark writes, thank you again, Stan and Haney. I had all but completely erased that stupid song, Billy Don't Be a Hero, from my memory. After Friday's show, it's back again. Don't I know it?
Yeah, and it doesn't leave.
Nope. Once it's there, it stays there.
I heard she threw the letter away.
Billy, don't be a hero. Guardian, let me get to the... I can't get to all the email here. Let me get to the Guardians.
Any hot words today?
Congress. Dems. Insurance. Surgery. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, it's my understanding that anyone in Congress can write a bill and try to get it passed. That's true. So why are Republicans not working by themselves to change our border laws? Yes, I know it has to pass the full Congress. I think not all Dems are morons, and some would support a change. But for the Republicans to not even try is, well, just stupid. Stan, by the way, your cat story was very interesting on Friday. Your cat reminds me of a millennial. He has been provided everything he needs, food, shelter, medical care, and yes, love. But when exposed to the real world, ends up cowering in a corner, shaking, and not knowing how to handle the outside world.
Oh, he's a badass under air.
Yeah, until he sees a dog for the first time.
That's right. I rule this. Ooh, what's that?
I'm telling you, this cat will go and butcher you with those paws and teeth. Got outside for the first time. Guy was out there walking his dog. Cat was no problem to pick up in the corner on the bottom floor like a little fur ball.
What a disappointment.
Yep, total. I'm going to take a break. Wayback Machine is next. We are.
If you want to be a house cat, then act like a house cat.
Stan
okay?
Haney Show.
You want to murder something, go outside.
As we celebrate our 75th anniversary in showbiz, we'd like to thank the weak-minded among you. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us. We'll get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Then we're going to take a trip into the Wayback Machine, see what was on the Billboard charts, and I'm looking at it for this very day in a particular year. We'll start and look at the bottom half of American Top 40. We'll go from 40 to 36. We'll do that in a second. Let's first get you updated for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board. Both of them in North Fort Myer. Got a crash, Pondella Road and North Cleveland Avenue. And then we have, I bet you that they might be the same. Then you got one, North Cleveland Avenue at the Speedway. Different times, but I think they're right next to each other. And you are up to date. Another traffic update coming right before Mark Haney and the news. We do it every Monday. We take a look at what's on the charts this week in a particular year. We're going to go to the very day. Let's find out where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This very day in 1978.
Remember, you heard it.
Oh, I sure did.
I bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's live it up.
Eddie Money.
Hey, gang, this is the Money Man. Eddie Money with Stan and Haney. Where else? Right here. 96 K-Rock.
There he is.
Yeah.
Don't tell his wife, though.
No. Hey, gang.
Hey, gang.
Baby, hold on to me. Whatever. Hey, gang.
Where else? Right here. 96 K-Rock.
God bless Eddie Money.
Yeah.
Hey, gang. Hey, gang.
Shaking with the Money Man. That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Hey, gang, it's the Money Man. Eddie Money with Stan and Haney. Where else? Right here. 96 K-Rock.
You know, he was a hit maker.
Oh, yeah. Consistent.
In those 70s and early 80s, he had hits. He just didn't take care of himself.
He's still kicking.
Yeah, he is.
Even though he didn't take care of himself.
No. False teeth, and when he would sing it, take his...
Bluesy.
Take his teeth out, make him sound more bluesy.
Hey, gang.
You know what? When you see Eddie Money in person and you realize how successful he is.
Yeah.
You think, you know, we have a merciful God.
Yeah. Because there's no reason he should be.
The Money Man, Eddie Money was standing handy. Where else? Right here. 96 K Rock.
He had his teeth in for that. Stan Haney, difference. Stan Haney.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
That's right. We gotta move it along.
Sorry, I was looking at the mixer here.
Yeah.
It's not as loud as it should be.
No, it's not, but. I got it over here.
You can manage it?
Yeah. Number 40.
He's almost done anyway.
Okay. Yeah, because it ends cold. Baby, yep. Hold on. Hold on. Coming in at number 39, this very day in 1978.
Great slow dance tune. Yeah.
Billy Joel. One of my favorites.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You want to talk about a hit maker.
And then he stopped. He just said, that's it. I had done enough.
And became a full-time wino.
He hasn't written new music in like 18 years.
Doesn't have to.
Doesn't have to. Sells out concerts. He likes wine. He likes that bottle, that wine in the case there.
Yep.
Screw top, the carton wine.
And you know, this era... saw an article about it over the weekend.
Yeah.
Where now Hollywood thinks that classic rock, classic hits is their new gold mine. They did the Queen movie. They got an Elton movie coming out.
Yep.
They're doing all kinds of them.
You're hitting a demo that remembers and looks back fondly at it. Don't go
trying. That's back when, you know, record companies would put money into developing new talent.
Yep.
You always have my unspoken passion.
And they did a scientific study.
Yeah.
That shows your modern hits. They're all the same song, and they're overproduced. They went through and looked at the numbers and said, yeah, it's all the same thing, and it is so overproduced that it repels you.
When you have the technology to put unlimited tracks on,
mm-hmm.
and you don't quite know when to stop.
You will always be the same old someone that I knew.
What a great time in my life.
You didn't know it, though.
I didn't.
You thought there would be better times ahead,
yep.
And oh, how wrong you were.
I said, right there. I kept counting the days down when I could leave the farm.
Yep.
But 1978, Stan had his 68 Camaro, driving around, going to hockey practice, thinking, I'll get a scholarship.
Before you deep fried your leg?
Yep.
You think you could have?
They wanted me. They wanted me.
What were you, a defenseman?
I was a right wing. I liked center, but I wasn't fast enough.
Did you like to mix it up?
I would raise the elbows a little bit. We had the technique because I was the first year they had to wear the face masks.
That was your first year?
Yeah, before that they used to just have you wear the mouth guard. But we learned how to go and take the helmet off and the face mask off, then drop the gloves.
Now, how does your life change if you get a hockey scholarship?
I would have never been to Florida. Would have never been down here.
Do you think you would have gone for the same degree, or would everything have changed?
Everything would have changed. I would have just bummed it through college.
Just play hockey.
Yeah. There's Billy Joel. That I can
talk to. Oh, and speaking of college, a band that was influential on you in college.
Yeah.
And your roommate explained to you about these guys.
I had a black roommate said that if Earth, Wind, and Fire were white, they would have been bigger than the Beatles. Here's Fantasy at
they were still pretty
38.
Big.
They were huge and great.
42 people in that band.
Yep. Too many people.
Yeah, I couldn't fit them all on stage.
Yep. Easy to identify George, Ringo, Paul, and John.
Yep.
Listen to that.
Yeah, forget the multiple tracks. They do it live.
Yeah.
That's standard any different.
Phil Bailey right there.
What's this song about?
A fantasy.
Oh.
There is so much going on there.
Mm-hmm. Somebody had to figure that all out.
Yep.
Yeah. That's when we get to relax.
Yeah.
12th and ever. Half past the crab's ass.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, Fantasy, coming in at number 37 this week, this very day in 1978, Playa.
Their second hit. Love their sound.
Yep.
It's like the quintessential late 70s sound.
Yeah.
Outside it's raining anyway. I guess I could.
Angus plays this on Yacht Rock.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to.
It's got to be in the list. That's Player, number 37. Coming in at number 36, one of the greatest songwriters there is. Big hit maker, two crossover, Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah.
Little Two Doors Down. She was great. She's written some great songs.
Mm-hmm. Loved her with Burke in Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. And what I was talking about earlier with the movies about music,
they
were talking about the ratings, and they said there's only been a handful of R-rated music movies that have made it, and there were three of them. I can only remember two. Best Little Whorehouse in Texas made money, and the Blues Brothers.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Mark Haney and the news.
She's been around forever.
Forever. I ask him if he'd like to be
alone, and we start walking down the halls. When she was there when rhinestones were invented.
Yep. 96 K Rock, Stan and Haney.
Always remember to never forget to listen to Stan and Haney.
Hey, when the hell did we let Stan start writing liners?
Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news in just a second. Rob Show at 6 o'clock. He will have another safe word for you. Could get you a thou if you hit the G-spot. Our friends over at Xfinity, they know what it's all about. They know you got a family. Some things are slow, like a sloth. But other things are fast, like Xfinity XFi, and it is fast, Haney.
You get fast, reliable internet even when the whole family is online on different devices all over the house.
Yep, you can stream live TV on the patio while the kids are in the den, and your better half is on the tablet looking up recipes and doing all that kind of stuff. Everybody wins.
You want your family to put down the devices, get together for dinner? Pause your in-home Wi-Fi, one tap on the XFi app, voila, and after their plates are clean, the veggies have been eaten, and the homework is done, they swear they forgot about it. You can turn the Wi-Fi back on just as easily because you're the boss.
Yep. Plus, with XFi Advantage, you can get enhanced security and safer browsing for all the devices in your home.
Switch to Xfinity and see how Xfinity XFi makes Wi-Fi simple, easy, awesome.
Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or better yet, visit an Xfinity store today to learn more.
Restrictions apply.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home, brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, what do we got? Let's start in North Fort Myer. We've got a crash, Pondella Road and North Cleveland Avenue. Also North Fort Myers, a crash, Pondella Road and Palm Avenue. Fort Myers, crash, Fowler Street and South Cleveland Avenue. And then we got a disabled vehicle, Fort Myers, Daniels Parkway, and Metro Parkway. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is Eyewitness News with Ernie Anastas, Roseanne Scamardella, Warner Wolf, Spencer Christian.
I'm Gary King.
And the Eyewitness News team.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, April 8th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
Well, some things we do know. All women are crazy.
And capable of anything.
And we don't like to talk about it, but it's a fact. You know, chances are, you know, you're dating this beautiful girl, but after a while they get too comfortable and they let one rip. And you go, oh, sweet Jesus.
Pain on the walls peeling right off.
And you're, how does something that gentle and beautiful produce such a putrid odor?
Yeah.
Far worse than anything I could come up with. Well, there's a reason for that.
There really is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have two alarm clocks in the morning.
You see, Stan.
Yeah.
Women's flatulence is so repulsive and far worse than a man's because women's bodies are full of sulfur.
I believe it. I believe that.
It's a scientific fact.
Yeah.
You can get mad at me if you want to, but it's science.
Yeah.
As long as we're talking about pleasant things.
Yeah, what else? What else?
You ever look around your house and wonder where all that dust comes from?
Look, I swear to God that my house creates more dust than any place I've ever lived. I swear to God it comes out of the air conditioning vents. Does it?
Well, I'm sorry to say, it's you.
It ain't me.
Between 75 and 90% of the dust in your house is from you and your family's dead skin cells.
Or a constantly, constantly shedding cat.
Well, the cat takes it over the top.
It's sick.
Disgusting.
Sick and disgusting.
Why would anyone allow that
you
in their
what?
House?
One day I'm going to just open the door and let it go. Fend for yourself.
No, then it'll be begging to come back
in. I don't
care.
Door's locked. I don't have a problem locking a door.
And you know what? If any cat could take care of itself, you'd think it'd be that one, but it's a big baby.
Big baby. Big cry baby. Big,
what a disappointment.
Dirt baby.
Boy, the kids love that movie Frozen, don't they?
That used to be the big thing all around, singing the songs, the characters, and all that.
Well, the movie Frozen is based off Hans Christian Andersen's story, The Snow Queen. And believe it or not, Disney knew that would be a hit.
How do they know?
Well, they have been trying to do that. And had some sort of movie based on that story in development on and off since the 1930s.
Oh, so Walt even knew about this stuff.
Yeah, they wanted to do it, you know, when Fantasia and all that stuff was coming out. And I don't know what the issue was, but they couldn't get it done. You know, we've been described as problematic older white males.
That's what we are.
The folks over at dictionary.com just added more than 300 new words and phrases to their official lexicon. We have a
sampling?
Couple of notable additions.
All right. Let's see. Let me tell you, it hasn't been put in Webster's yet, okay?
Some of the things we're supposed to know and understand.
All right, lay it on me.
Info dump.
That's like what happens on Friday in Washington, D.C. when they don't want things to get reported on.
Well, they describe it, I'd agree with your definition better than theirs. They just say a large quantity of backstory supplied all at once.
Yeah.
Womp, womp. That is an interjection.
Womp, womp?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means.
It is used to dismiss or mock a failure.
Womp, womp?
Mm-hmm.
Like if Dave screwed something up, I'd go womp, womp?
According to them.
Or do you sing it? Womp, womp. Like that?
I don't think they'd get that. Like we'd know.
Like a game show.
Yeah. Now we have an abbreviation. This would be, you know, spelled out in all caps, you know, like an LOL type of thing.
Yeah.
JSYK.
Oh, JSYK. What?
You shouldn't have to think about it.
Just so you know.
Yep. Toxic masculinity.
Not even. Yeah. Look for the picture of Stan and Haney.
A cultural concept of manliness that glorifies stoicism and dominance that is socially harmful to mental health.
Good evening.
That's me.
That's it right there. Good evening. I'm a what? What am I? What is that? What was that word?
Toxic masculinity.
Yep, that's it. Example of toxic masculinity.
Dad joke.
Huh?
Dad joke.
Dad joke. Dad's a joke?
No, just dad joke.
What's that mean?
A corny and generally unfunny joke reminiscent of the types of remarks made by problematic middle-aged or elderly fathers.
Jeez.
Cry bully.
Cry? Am I a cry bully?
I don't know what it is. I'll have to read the definition.
Look it up. Tell me what it is. Cry bully.
A person who self-righteously harasses others while playing the victim.
That's Dave. He's a cry bully. I'm a what they call a bulldoze.
A bully bully.
Yeah.
Bully.
Just flat out bully. I bulldoze. He's a cry bully.
There's a website called nameoftheyear.com, and I guess they've done this before. They want to make it an annual thing with a March Madness-style bracket featuring the strangest names that have been in the news over the past year. Now, most of them are real names. A few are people who have changed their names. The winner is usually announced May 1st. Here are some of the favorites from last year's pool.
Do you have this year's, though? Oh, you got to wait till May 1st.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's they still got the bracket going with all 64 names.
Oh.
So this is last year's favorites. Kermit Sprinkles, Ionosphere Torres,
Jeez.
Pretzel Monteclero, Manchester United MacGyver, Eriberto Popcan, Shaky Sherpa, oh, I like this one.
What?
Dr. Trentington Outhouse.
Yes, doctor.
Jizya Shorts.
Womp
Apollo
womp.
Creed Gardner. Dr. Trent Artichoker.
Doctor.
Alpha Omega Nickelberry III.
Yeah, so.
Pope Thrower. Corey Fastlane, Candy Button Disco, and Ecclesiastical Denzel Washington.
Right on.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
We are asked often if the Diamond District is a retail or wholesale jewelry store. Well, we're both.
We're wholesale diamond brokers, selling to the public, and the Diamond District sells to jewelry stores around the country. We have the largest selection of GIA and Forever Mark loose certified diamonds, all priced at wholesale, below what you'll find on the internet.
On the retail side, you can visit the Diamond District every day. We have a beautiful showroom where you can relax, work with an educated team of professionals, including two GIA graduate gemologists, and view the largest selection of GIA and Forever Mark loose certified diamonds, along with the largest selection of diamond fashion jewelry in Southwest Florida.
The Diamond District selection includes over 3,000 engagement rings from world-renowned designers, including Tacori, Verragio, and many more. With the selection, wholesale pricing, and comfortable environment, you simply won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, Stan, years ago, I suggested that you see a documentary film called Idiocracy.
Yeah, I watched it, and I didn't like it. I mean, good premise. I just didn't like the acting.
It is happening.
I know it's happening. I see it every day.
We're getting dumber and dumber.
Yep.
And I'm not even talking about the gigantic rolls of toilet paper they're selling now.
Yeah, I think that's awesome, though. I think that's awesome. But you need a special dispenser.
Yeah.
How big? Have you seen them?
Yeah.
How big are they?
Like, you know, like a bus station where they got those industrial rolls?
Yeah.
Bigger than that.
Really? And you have to buy a dispenser like that, too.
Well,
you
have to get a standalone stand that can hold it. No. And then what you're doing is you're pulling on that giant roll.
Yeah.
You know, and eventually it gets to the size of a normal roll. That right. means time to reorder.
Yeah, yep.
But, like I said, giant rolls of toilet paper right. aside.
Yeah.
Do we really need alcoholic juice boxes for mommies?
Like, I know a lot of these women, if it's a certain age, they love their wine. And they count it by the bottle. Oh, hi, Sally. A little under the weather today? No. Out late last night, had two bottles of wine.
Oh, my God. You're so naughty.
You just give it to them in a box. Let them sip away.
But with your husband, I can't blame you. Oh, my God. You haven't left him yet. Could do so much better. Look at you. You're beautiful. I'm miserable. And I want you to be too. Okay, I am now. My husband left me, but I want you to leave your husband. Okay. And then we can go do code yoga. Yes, and drink more wine. Oh, please, wine time. I love Kathy Lee and Hoda. Oh, did you hear Kathy Lee left? Oh, my God. Yeah, she cried. She can't. Said a prayer. My God, I am never going on a Carnival cruise again.
Well, the good folks at Franzia.
Yeah. You're wine people.
Yep. They're bringing out juice boxes for mommy. You get a juice box. You get a juice box. Yep. Mommy gets a juice box. But you can't have mommy's jukebox.
A jukebox.
Yeah.
How do you much you want to bet something gets screwed up and the kids get all drunk on wine?
Yep. Each one is 500 milliliters. That works out to about 3 glasses of wine.
That's a big juice box.
So it's perfect when you want more than just a glass.
And they do. They do.
But you aren't quite ready for the judgment that comes with swigging straight out of the bottle like a wino. They come in 4 different varieties.
Do they now? What do you got?
Your Pinot Grigio.
Yeah.
Chardonnay, crisp white, and rosé. They're calling them Lil Franz wine boxes. And they're rolling out nationwide this month.
You know what? Why not go back to our day, Reuniti on Ice?
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah. I always enjoyed a Lambrusco.
Mm-hmm.
And then I jump out of a parking garage at a Van Halen.
Remember
show.
When sangria was popular? Let's have a dinner party. I'm making
sangria with like sliced oranges
yep.
floating around in it.
Yep.
That garbage.
Yep. Hey, I tried it. Didn't know
did,
it wasn't for kids.
Yeah.
And the man.
Sangria.
This is horrible, yeah. Mom. What the?
Yeah. They put it in a pitcher like Kool-Aid.
Yeah, this is, they had it in a bowl with a ladle.
Oh, well, oh, like a punch bowl?
Yeah.
I saw it like in a pitcher, you know, where it's rounded at the bottom and the fruit floating in it.
No, it had the fruit floating in a big bowl with a ladle.
That's sangria?
Yeah.
You sure that wasn't a punch bowl spiked?
Whatever it was, I said, Mom, that is the worst juice I've ever had.
But for some reason,
and then I got my hand swatted and told, that's not for you.
Yeah. And then you went to look for the put out cigarettes in the ashtray.
Yep. And, you know, I spit out the juice all over the place, stained everything. Yeah. But I still won because they're in the middle of a dinner party and I wasn't supposed to have Pepsi after 7 o'clock, but I got a Pepsi so that I would go away.
Good boy.
I win.
Yep, again.
A 20-year-old woman in Provo, Utah, by the name of Francesca Delfina Farias Swenson, was busted for underage drinking last Wednesday. Someone called the cops after Francesca had a bit of an issue. She began kicking the window of her boyfriend's car and actually broke it. They found her walking down the street with bloody feet.
Oh, she cut herself too, didn't she? That'll learn her.
According to the police report, their investigation has determined that Francesca had been drinking mouthwash to get drunk. But she ended up being charged with more than just underage drinking. Because drunk on mouthwash, feet all bloody, handcuffed.
We've seen it.
She asked the police if they would kindly pack her a bowl before she went to jail.
Right on.
And she gave them instructions on how to do so. You see, she had a little pill bottle where she always keeps her weed. Then you take that out and you put it in and get a little bowl. Mm-hmm. They declined, but they did locate the weed with her assistance. And now she's facing charges for underage drinking, possession of a controlled substance, and criminal mischief.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. It's happened again.
Oh, my God. What?
A 34-year-old gent named Casey Lewis bonded out of jail in Fort Pierce last Thursday after he was busted for shoplifting at Walmart.
That's low.
If there's something in Walmart you want and you can't buy it, something's wrong.
Yep. Horribly wrong.
I mean, what's the most expensive thing they got in there? Like $3.99? Yeah, maybe $8.99 for a large kitty litter?
Yeah, and prices are falling.
Yep. So, good for Casey. At least he was able to bond himself out. Until he was arrested again a mere 15 minutes after bonding out for breaking into a car in the jail parking lot.
That's so stupid.
He wandered around pulling on random door handles.
What a stoop.
And finally found one. And my God, what is wrong with women? The one that he found, he hit the jackpot on.
Yeah.
Some lady was riding around with $547 in cash sitting in her car with her iPhone, debit card, license, and four packs of smokes.
This is the lottery.
The cops really couldn't help but notice him tugging on every door in the parking lot and confronted him, and they just took his sorry ass back inside and booked him for burglary, grand theft, and possession of stolen property. And if it sounds familiar, it should, because another guy did the same thing at the jail near Tampa back in November.
Jeez. Hey, man's gotta make a living.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Gotta do it.
Jeez, we're doomed.
Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Monday, April 8th.
Double M XI.
IX.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Mark, thank you. News brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
My wife, she doesn't drink, she doesn't smoke, nothing. She's just an angel sent from heaven to make my life a living hell. And previously, I enjoyed the marijuana. I used to, right? Right? But the effects change over time. If you can still smoke pot and have a good time, I salute you. Captain, I just can't do it, right? When I used to smoke, you'd have this giggle fit, this laughing fest. You're just making noises that no one but a dolphin could understand, you know? Laughing so hard. And at SeaWorld, all the dolphins are like, what the hell's going on? We're busting out tonight. Tell Shamu, it's on, it's on. And then, after the giggle fit, you get hungry, right? You get hungry, like, man, food sounds awesome. I love food. And then you get paranoid. You're like, I'm not leaving the house for food because the police are out there and I don't want to go to jail. I'll just eat macaroni and cheese. I love macaroni and cheese. Hung on, hung on, hung on. Why is it so crunchy? You didn't cook it. You're an idiot. It's a circle. Around and around and around.
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Laughter. I mean, yeah, we like a little bit of laughter.
Oh, look, Stan, there's gay Mayor Pete.
Now, he's the mayor of what?
South Bend, Indiana.
Did he just get elected?
Well, he's 37.
Yeah.
I think he's maybe been there a year or two.
All right.
But Mayor Pete would like to be president.
Yeah.
Because God made him gay.
Yeah, whatever. 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock fluffer.
And he'll question your faith.
Yeah. 4 o'clock fluffer.
That should make him popular.
Brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin.
Why are you smiling?
Nothing.
Because I just don't stop.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Mark.
Stan, everyone, thank you. Woo. Well, Mayor Pete's getting a lot of attention because I guess his Mayor Pete keeps it on the down low,
yeah.
But he has a very flamboyant husband. And I don't even know how to say his last name. Have you seen it?
No.
I think it's...
I give him no mind.
I think it's Booty Judge.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I think that's how you say it. Pete Booty Judge.
Okay.
But another big-time candidate, good guy Joe Biden, is expected at some effing point to announce his candidacy.
He's been running since 1988 when he got run out on a rail.
And, you know, he's got to have a lot of hurt feelings. I would if I was him because Obama won't say a word.
No. Won't help him.
When they asked Obama flat out for comment when he had to say something publicly, Joe Biden's a good man.
Yeah, he likes that comical Harris.
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Kamala. But they're going to try to call her Kamala so that it sounds less ethnic. And instead of running on her record as a prosecutor, putting people away.
That's what she did.
It's astonishing to see the amount of them that went up to the Al Sharpton convention. Do we have to kiss Al Sharpton's ring if we want to be president now?
Don King's bag man.
You know what? Why don't you run Tawana Brawley? Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
potential good guy Joe Biden campaign slogans.
Potential good guy jokes. These are good.
Gee, your hair smells terrific. vote Biden because Cory Booker is a known necrophiliac. Get behind Biden. Better than being in front. Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. The only thing he wants to collude with is your big, beautiful ass.
Yeah.
Hey, I got new hair plugs.
It's true. He's got hair plugs. Look back a few years when they were putting them in. What a mess.
Folks, you remember that one time I could have said something stupid and out of touch and I didn't? Yeah. It's time for more hope and change, but first let's give an old white guy another shot. Joe's got your back.
Sure does.
And your shoulders. And your hips. But in a grandfatherly way. Right. Nothing, you know, gross.
Not sexual. It's just a very touchy-feely guy. You remember, you know, everybody's known one of those touchy-feely people. You didn't like
them. Well, they call them tactile.
Yeah.
I know all the countries in Mexico, not just three of them. He'll not only stare Putin down, he'll rub noses with him.
Yeah.
I'll replace Hail to the Chief with Lovin' Touchin' Squeezin'. Biden, make America uncomfortable again. And finally, the very top potential Joe Biden campaign slogan.
Yes.
Remember Obama? I worked with him. And that, my friends, is the Fort Line.
Thank you, Annie.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.